Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
This is Penn Jillette here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, I'm playing bass on that track. It's Mike Jones. The Mike Jones Enormous Orchestra playing the Penn Jillette theme. 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Yeah, I'm playing bass on that, but I've gotten better since then. You know, we had this break from the Penn & Teller show over at the Rio, and I practice like a freak. My hands are hurting all the time. I have calluses everywhere on
Popeye
my hands.
Forearms.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've just been working like a freak. And last night we got back to the show, which is always dangerous. When you're juggling broken bottles and you haven't practiced in 2 weeks, it's very dangerous. And I was just blanking on things during the show like crazy. People seem to enjoy it, but I just felt like I was on another planet. And also, I was doing the Penn & Teller show. We started at 9 o'clock over at the Rio. And I was doing the Penn & Teller show, and it was past my bedtime. Because when I'm home, you know, with kids and stuff, I've been going to bed, you know. So it's, I'm just an old guy who has kids and who is tired at night. 866-313-FREE, 3733. But still doing the show. I want to talk about Daryl Hannah, and why wouldn't I? You know, in terms of full disclosure, before I get into Daryl Hannah in a tree, and I'm not going to do a lot of jokes about, you know, Daryl Hannah out of her tree and all that stuff, because everybody seems to have done a million of them. But Daryl Hannah went into a tree. I guess everybody knows this. You didn't know it. So.
I didn't know it.
Okay. Daryl Hannah went into a tree on a platform of this big old tree on this 14 acres. It's a model for sustainable urban agriculture. And it's squatters that are there, and they've set up this 14-acre farm-type place, community, commie thing. And now the police are coming in to throw them off, and Daryl Hannah got herself into a tree on a platform. She was on Larry King last night just chatting this up. And in terms of full disclosure, before we jump into this, I should say that I do know Daryl Hannah. I don't know her well, but we had dinner a couple times in New York years and years and years ago, and I bump into her. I guess like twice since then, and we're always very pleasant, and she's just really sweet, and she's smart, and certainly very, very beautiful, and up a tree. And one of the things you hear with these arguments is that these are really evil American businessmen. You know, there is some business guy who owns 14 acres in wherever the hell it is, South Central?
South Central L.A.
Yeah, South Central L.A. There's this businessman. And, of course, Daryl also says she hasn't gotten much sleep for the last 23 days. Not the first time that's been true in her life, but the first time for the reason that she's been in a platform in a tree, I imagine. And the idea is, and this is one of the things that bothers me, is that the American businessman is considered to be evil. You own 14 acres. You own 14 acres. And
you must be some kind of crook. How'd you get 14 acres in the middle of South Central LA?
Exactly. So it's an American businessman who owns these 14 acres, and people have been squatting on it for a few years and doing this whole farm. And that's all fine. He's been cool with that. Hasn't done a thing. Now he wants to sell it. So he just tells, get off now. I'm going to sell this land. It is my land after all. And then they start protesting, and all of a sudden you've got an actress from Blade Runner up in a tree. An actress from Blade Runner up in a tree on your property seems to increase the property value to me, but maybe not. So he wants to get them all off there, and there's a big thing, and the media comes in, and he's the bad guy. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, what he's going to be seen as, and to put this in kind of Ayn Rand terms, kind of objectivist terms, is why isn't he an altruist? Why doesn't he have, you know, the decency to not think about money and actually follow his morals? That's the position you take. Why don't you be moral? Why is it all this money stuff all the time? And then comes the great part. So Daryl Hannah is up in a tree to raise money for lack of a better word, we'll call them hippies, but whatever they are, urban agriculturists, sustainable urban agriculturists, squatting on someone else's property. But let's let that go. They want to do this cool thing. So raise money and buy it. What the hell's wrong with that? You know, if you don't like Walden Pond having development around it, buy the damn thing, okay? Raise the money, get people together, buy the damn thing. If you don't like the rainforest coming down in South America, buy the rainforest and don't tear them down. And so why not raise the money and buy it from them? And here is where the American businessman, and this guy, I want to say right up front, 866-313-FREE, 3733, this guy, Ralph Horowitz. Does the name Horowitz mean anything to you? It's the real name of Curly Howard and Mo Howard, the brothers of the Three Stooges, and Shemp Howard. Real name is all Horowitz. Moses, Jerome, and I don't know Shemp's real name. Horowitz. He has said, now listen to this quote. I'm not real happy with this group, Horowitz said. Even if they raised $100 million, this group could not buy this property. I'd like to underline this more so I'll yell. It's not about money! That's what he says. It's not about money. I don't like their cause. I don't like their conduct. So there's no price that I would sell it to them for. Wow.
Doesn't sound like a capitalist. Some kind of pig. What a pig.
So he has a different moral position. He thinks that squatting on land and then not giving it up makes him angry enough that there's no amount of money that will allow those people to buy something. So if you've got something and people try to steal it, and then they come and they raise their the money and want to come to you and buy it, maybe you still want to take a stand and say, I do not like thieves. I do not like squatters, so I won't sell it to them, even if they have an incredibly attractive and very personable actress living in a tree. So that's, anybody want to call with us? 866-313-FREE, 3733. I know there's a lot of people calling up about the flag stuff yesterday, and a lot of people calling up to say that Shemp's name was Samuel, which is important to get in. So it's Jerome Horowitz, Moses Horowitz, Samuel Horowitz. Those are three of the Stooges. And they're all together, you know, there were 12
and,
Stooges.
And Land Baron Horowitz.
And Land Baron Horowitz. Ralph Horowitz, who could, I suppose, be a relative. I guess the Stooges legally changed their name to Howard. So probably not a relative, unless he went back. He might have went back. I like to think of Ralph Horowitz as going, oh, I'm not real happy with this group. You know, and the Horowitzes, who were the... Three Stooges. Eddie Gorodetsky, funniest man in the world, pointed out many times that all you had to do was tell Mel Gibson that the Three Stooges were Jewish, and his whole career fell apart. Because he's a huge Three Stooges fan and did the Jew-hating The Passion of the Christ. And so 866-313-FREE, 3733. Do you think that a businessman who owns property in South Central should be able to not only throw people who have a really, I'm sure it's beautiful, I haven't seen the garden, I'm going to say beautiful garden, orchard, whatever it is, should a businessman who owns that property be able to say, you get off my property. You can't have the sustainable farm on my property. And then on top of that, should he be able to not care about money and have a moral position that he will not sell it to these people? 866-313-FREE, 3733. This is a way Atlas Shrugged situation. This is like right out of the book or something.
You're reading Atlas Shrugged right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
How could I tell?
My love for Ralph Horowitz comes out of that. Let's take a phone call.
Let's talk to Karen online, too. Are you there, Karen?
Hey, Karen, hey, this is Penn. What's up, boss?
I love your show. I love listening
Thanks so much.
To Smart Radio. Listen, whether you believe in this guy's morals or not, it's his property, and he should be able to do what he wants to do with it. But then you look at the eminent domain where, the government could take over anybody's property and do what they want to do with it.
The eminent domain thing is just completely and utterly nuts, and that's going to get much, much worse. Idea that the government, all they've got to do is decide that they need your land for the greater good, and they just take it away. I don't know. I think that the guy letting him squat on the property for a while was a pretty cool guy, and then he just goes, okay, it's done. Now I want to sell it to a developer.
Yeah, but you know why? He's also getting free publicity from all this, too.
Well, not much. Not a lot of free publicity. I mean, if you want to compare it to Daryl Hannah, she's the one getting all the publicity on this. I haven't seen him interviewed anywhere. I mean, this is kind of, the quote that I'm pulling out is kind of buried here. And also the publicity that he's getting, I don't think is really good publicity. I mean, I know there's no such thing as bad publicity. I think Lee Harvey Oswald said that. But I think for Ralph Horowitz, publicity that he's an evil business land baron is probably not good. So you think it's going to be good for him that he's saying this?
I don't think it's going to be good for him, but I bet you within the next 10 to 2 weeks, you're going to see him come on, Larry King like Daryl did last night.
You think Larry King's going to have Horowitz on?
I think so. I really
no.
do. Whether he's on the show or not, he's probably going to call in and get his point of view.
Oh, boy, I'd like to put some money on that, Karen.
I don't think
that CNN or Larry King, who are both a little kind of left of center, are going to have my hero, Ralph Horowitz, in some way related to the Three Stooges. I don't think they're going to have him on to say his point of view. I think they're going to get Daryl Hannah on because she's sexy, she's attractive, and she's a star. And her position of being in a tree and being all earth and green is very, very popular with Hollywood. Yeah. And I think Ralph Horwitz's position of this land is my land, get the hell off it, his point of view, I think it's a little less conducive to good TV. But you think they'll have him on? He'll be interviewed.
Do you think that she's more commercialized and that's why he's going to have her on? He won't sell as much commercial time?
I think that's, don't you think? I mean, right now, even with my position of my incredible moral and pseudo-sexual attachment to Ralph Horwitz right now, I would still, if you gave me a choice, prefer to see Daryl Hannah than to see Ralph Horwitz. And I have not seen Ralph Horwitz. I would rather see Daryl Hannah compared to a pig in a poke.
Well, also, Ralph Horwitz doesn't have anything that's going to be an advantage for him being on Larry King. I mean, he's not selling tickets to his movie.
Right.
His land's not going to go up if he's been on Larry King.
Of course, Daryl Hannah, to be fair, she doesn't have a movie out right now, does she? But, I mean, there's a lot of green.
She spent 23 days in a tree. She's looking for a movie project, trust me.
Yeah, you're right. 23 years in a tree.
Do you think that his property value is going to go down after all this?
I don't know. I think that there are a lot of developers who are not going to want to be the next person attacked by this group. I mean, this is a very sexy group. They've got trees and green and gardens and Daryl Hannah on their side, and I think that the property value could easily go down. I mean, there's a lot of people who run this country and do a great job running this country. A lot of land developers want to just get stuff done and not waste a lot of time. And you got to know that as soon as he sells this to somebody, these people are going to be all over the new buyer, don't you think?
I agree. I totally agree.
So I think it's probably lowering his property values quite a bit. And if they were going to bid on it, they'd probably use that against him, say, we ruined the value of this property, so now let us buy it cheaper. So I think Ralph Horwitz is getting screwed, and I think he's a good American hero. But thanks a lot for calling, Karen.
Thank you.
866-313-3733. I guess what I'm doing on this show is singing the praises of Ralph Horwitz, who is the property owner.
Maybe we should do a Google search of Ralph Horwitz before we continue this.
Maybe we should, because we're going to find out, Ralph Horwitz, neo-Nazi.
That's right, Holocaust denier.
Faith healer. It's going to be some horrible thing. Find out about Ralph Horwitz. In the meantime, we'll take a phone call. What do you
want
to take?
Talk to Line 6. This is Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. This is Penn. What's up, man?
Hey, Penn. What's up, buddy? Yo, you have become a true role model for me, man. I think you have got the greatest show on Free FM now.
That's very kind of you to say. Thanks so much. You got anything to say about the Daryl Hannah up a tree thing?
Yeah, I got two things. Daryl Hannah up a tree, man. A lot of these hippie groups, man, they really don't have too many scruples, They don't own the land, but they come in and they just take it over. They just move right in. It's like a hostile takeover,
Yes, and I think that their argument would be that the very scruples that involve land ownership are what's wrong. I mean, there are many people in the far end of the left that believe that the owning of property itself is wrong. So I think that really is their position. You can't bust them for not respecting property rights when their very position is kind of against property rights. But Daryl Hannah, I assume, owns a house. I think just that, yeah.
Like, you look at how the fundamentals of how this country was based on by John Locke's principles. I mean, it was like life, liberty, and property. Property is in there. Property is in the Constitution. That's what we are pretty much promised to have.
Yeah.
And I think you really should have to own these things to, you can't just move in and take it over, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, they even admit that it's a squatter farm, a squatter collective. I mean, the word squatter is used in there as kind of a positive thing. And squatting can be positive, but not in this context.
Right, right.
And what's the other thing you wanted to say, man?
Oh, the other thing is I can only name 7 of the 12 Stooges. There were 12 of them, really?
Something like that, yeah.
I can only name Mo, Larry, Curly Joe, Ted Healy, who was one of them in the beginning, I believe, and I can't remember, Larry, of course. Did I mention Larry?
Okay, now we're in trouble now. No, there's Sleepy, Grumpy. I think there's Happy,
Donner,
Blitzen. You forgot Curly Joe Dorito. who was Dorita, who was there later. And there's also another couple that worked, Mousy something.
Sung?
No.
Mousy Tung.
I don't remember him at all.
Yeah,
they only perform live with the Stooges. But I think I'm getting off the subject, and
you think?
I think a little bit. So thanks a lot for calling, man. You know, this is the wonderful thing about it's Alec, you know, Stephen. It's also the same names as the Baldwin brothers. We're talking about this quote from Horowitz. You know, I really like doing this show, because I don't know of another show where you can talk simultaneously about property rights in South Central L.A. and the Stooges, and then the people that call in do the exact same thing. I mean, the guy went from John Locke to I can only name seven of the Stooges. I believe the number is 12, and I want to apologize if that's wrong. I'm sure there's some Stooges nut who also knows Eminent Domain really well, who will call up and solve both our problems. 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. Let's take another call.
This is line 8. It's Joe.
Hey, Joe. Not Curly Joe.
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
Never better, boss. How are you doing, man?
Hey, I got a comment towards it, and I want just your opinion on it. If these guys are going to raise up the money to try to buy the land from him and he doesn't want them to buy it, can he just take the money they raise as back rent for using his land and then kick them off anyway?
Well, you know, I think if you have squatters on your property, in terms of my morality, I think that you can work to throw them off, but I don't think you can charge them rent
arrears.
In arrears when you haven't made a contract for how much they're paying for that. I think that you can't have someone steal your television and then say, oh, by the way, that television's worth $20,000. So it's a wonderfully poetic idea that he could go back and do that, but I'm afraid it goes in the category for me of poetic and not moral. It's a nice idea.
I just think it's like a justice sort of thing.
Sure. I mean, certainly if you're talking about some sort of justice. But the fact is, it seems like he didn't want to sell this land or use it for the time that they've been squatting. And I think they should just give him a big thank you and just say, thanks a lot. We got this farm going. We got these acres going, these 14 acres. They show a sustainable urban agriculture. That's really cool. Thanks a lot, bro. Now do what you want with it. And by the way, are you related to the Stooges? Thanks a lot for calling me. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back. 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. I'm Penn Jillette. Daryl Hannah up a tree. How many Stooges can you name? Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. Free FM, 866-313-FREE, 3733. PennRadio at gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Sitting here with Michael Goudeau talking about Daryl Hannah up a tree and my new hero, Ralph Horowitz, who said that he owns the land that they were squatting on with their sustainable urban agriculture, little collective there, the 14 acres that he owns. And he says that now at any price he won't sell it to them, which might be just a way to find out what any price would be. We also brought up the Three Stooges, and we can only find seven. Emil what? Is that his last name? That was the... Emil Litka or something. There's another Sitka. Emil Sitka was another Three Stooge. And there's also a guy named Mousy that I know went on the road with them but made no movies. So you throw Ted Healy in there. We're up to 8 or 9, but I believe the number was 12 that actually worked in the Three Stooges over the years. So it's like the Blue Man Group. There's a zillion of those guys. A guy called up about the Daryl Hannah in a tree thing and said, couldn't they charge them for back rent? Turns out they were paying rent. What's the deal on this, Goudeau?
$1 a year.
Yeah, $1 a year. And they now, did Ralph Horowitz agree to that?
No, the city of L.A. agreed to that. Ralph Horowitz has just owned the land, I think, since 94.
Since 94.
Trying to figure it out. It's a complex tale.
You want to take a phone call while you're reading?
Sure.
So I can have someone to talk to?
Sure, why not?
Good.
Why don't we talk to Curtis on line 3?
Hey, Curtis, this is Penn. How you doing, man?
Hi, this is Curtis in Northern Virginia, and actually we've met a few times. Yeah, mm-hmm. I recognize the analogy between this situation and the play Rent, where they have one guy who has some money and graciously lets them live in their in his property rent-free for a while, but then at some point changes his mind, decides he wants to do something else with his property, and everyone gets very indignant about being thrown out, and they believe they should be allowed to live rent-free forever and that they should have control over it, even though it's not their property. Of course, I was outraged when I saw the play and realized I would never want my son to see this play because there was not a good moral character in it, but it seems to me this is very similar.
Wow, I didn't know that. See, the idea, I would rather stick needles in my eyes than see Rent. I had no interest in it whatsoever. And I just assumed it was this, you know, the only thing I know about Rent is that in the movie Team America that Matt and Trey did, the South Park guys, there's this parody of Rent, which is everybody has AIDS. Everybody has AIDS. And that's what I thought it was. But the idea is they're living rent-free in a building, and the guy wants to no longer have them live rent-free, and they have a right to be there because they have need. Is that right?
Because they are artists. And even though no one buys their art because they aren't making art good enough that anybody else cares about, they believe that because they're artists, they should be allowed to be supported by society, and they get the rent, I mean, their electricity through power lines stolen from somebody else's property, you know, bringing it in and so forth, but they are made out to be the heroes, that somehow it's inappropriate to throw these artists out who aren't contributing to study because what they're doing nobody else really appreciates, and they aren't willing to compensate anyone for the use of their facilities or electricity.
But isn't there also a lots of, like, HIV stuff and drug stuff, too?
That's a subplot. You know, they have a couple of little romances going on, but the fundamental premise of La Boheme and this is sort of the same thing. It's how to live the bohemian life and not have to be responsible for pulling your weight in society.
Wow. I did not know that. That's insane. So the whole plot of Rent is we deserve to be supported by other people because we're cool. And they're all very attractive people. Is that right?
Well, mostly, yes. But yeah.
And, I think that's the most important part.
Right, but that's the general idea. We're cool, so we're owed a living.
Wow! And does the character of the landlord appear in the play at all?
Yes, he's initially one of their friends, and initially is sort of part of the group and inherits some property and stuff, and lets them there for a while. But instead of being grateful for the time that they have, when he finally decides that he wants to do something else and make some money with it, they are outraged that their friend would betray them in this terrible way. Rather than being grateful for what he did give them for free, he is a villain.
So then he becomes the villain, like, part of the way through the show.
Yeah, that's right.
That is astonishing.
Yeah.
I am gobsmacked. I had no idea that that was the plot of Rent. I'm going to look into that some more, not because I questioned you. It all certainly makes sense and seems to go, but I just want to you may have just done the impossible, sir. You may be the one human being on the planet that could convince me to see Rent. You may have done that successfully.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Curtis, for calling. You know, he just hung up, but I'm going way out on a limb here and say he's probably libertarian.
You think?
Yeah. When he says phrases like contributing nothing to society, that's a big hint. We're celebrating here on Free FM 866-313-FREE 3733. And, of course, free in this context, free frequency modulation, means you pay for it. I'm not real happy with this group, Horwitz said. Even if they raise $100 million, this group could not buy this property. It's not about money. I don't like their cause. I don't like their conduct. I don't like that skinny blonde chick in the tree. So there's no price that I would sell it to them for.
I don't like the skinny blonde chick in the tree is in there?
Okay, no, it isn't. But while I was reading
it. Are you adding to Mr. Horwitz's quote?
I believe that since Ralph Horwitz and I are soulmates in a very deep way, that we can speak for each other. If Ralph Horwitz, you know, that would be the one. Larry King could have on Daryl Hannah. We have on Ralph Horwitz. And if I had on Ralph Horwitz, we'd get him on the phone and have him on. I would only ask him questions about Blade Runner. What do you think? What do you think of Harrison Ford? What was it like to be on the set of? I wasn't on the set, Penn. You're an idiot.
How'd they make that mechanical owl? It was a real owl. I know that part. Oh, sorry, Mr. Horowitz. Hey, you know, another Horowitz is Winona Ryder's real name is Horowitz.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Did someone write that into us? Or
yes,
did you find
Eddie,
that?
Eddie wrote that into us.
Eddie, not Eddie G.
Not, I don't think it's Eddie G. No, okay. Eddie Fingers is how he signs it. Could be Eddie G.
Yeah, I don't think it's Eddie G. But that's really cool. Winona Ryder is a Horowitz? Where'd she get the name?
What do you think? He wrote everything about her?
Now I want to talk about Winona Ryder's.
Eddie, we need everything. Get on it, please.
Although if she were related to the Stooges, she would have pointed it out.
She looks a little Stoogey.
She does, doesn't she?
She does.
Didn't she have her hair cut off in
she
one?
She did.
He had an off in
a little mo, kind of a mo haircut.
Boy, is that fabulous. Did you, while I was talking to Curtis, my new best friend, did you suss out this whole rent thing? Rent, gotta pay the rent. Dean Cameron, one of the, I think, the finest actor alive. He was in Summer School, but that's not the way you judge him. Dean Cameron, and someone that I love dearly, who just did a thing in New York called Spam Scam. Nigerian Spam Scam. And he is a great actor, fabulous writer, wonderful human being. He used to do all of Rent. Having never seen any of it, he would just ad-lib all of Rent. So I hope that Dino's listening and incorporates the bad landlord that let him have the land free and then turned into the bad guy for that. Man, but what did you find out about the rental here on the thing?
Apparently, we don't know exactly when Mr. Horowitz repurchased the land. He owned it, sold it to the city, and then repurchased it back from the city. And
there was probably a deal that allowed him to repurchase it, right?
There was, yes. He had first right of refusal.
Uh-huh. So they when they won, so it's really L.A. could, we don't know the contract, but maybe L.A. is the one that's to blame, right? The L.A. city?
Well, you know, they said they started this form, I believe, in 92 and told the people that they could run it for a couple of years. It would be temporary until they built something on the site, and they've apparently forgotten that part of the deal.
It's exactly what my buddy
Rent
was saying about rent.
Field.
Yeah, they gave it to him for a couple of years. He let him have it for, what are we saying, 14 years?
Yeah. Yep.
14. Oh, that's what it says. It says it here, doesn't it? Oh, 14 acres, 14 years. What Daryl Hannah was in a tree for. And you know what bothers me about this, what really troubles me about this, is that even the snotty conservative media, what they jumped on was Daryl Hannah being in a tree being stupid, you know, and that being on the platform being stupid on the tree. And also, the platform, there's a platform in the tree. So these people that just worship trees are also hammering nails, and the sap blood of the tree falls down when they hammer it in. But 866-313-3733. I'm so blown away by, I'm thinking about nothing but Rent and the Three Stooges. Putting the Three Stooges into Rent. And Winona Ryder. This is a wonderful day for me. I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory.
It's just rolling. It's getting bigger by the moment.
I don't know if it may be the best show to listen to. But this is one of my favorite shows to be part of because I'm learning so much. Want to take one more call?
Sure. We have Equan on line 8.
Equan. Hey, Equan. This is Penn. How you doing?
Hi, Penn. How are you?
Never better, boss. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. I'm okay. I'm a second-year law student, and I don't want to bore everyone to death with the rules, the legal rules behind this sort of thing. So I just wanted to throw out to you guys briefly two broad topics that might relate to this whole Horowitz issue.
Uh-huh.
Okay, with our eminent domain, for instance, they can only claim it. The government can only claim the land if it's for a public use and if they give them just compensation. I don't know if they can. If there's a valid public use behind what they want to use the land for. And the second thing, the thing you're talking about squatting, I think that's referred to as adverse possession. Now, uh-huh. If he let them onto the, if he knew that they were on the property, then that's no longer adverse. They know there's certain elements, and one of them is that he has to have not let them onto the property. But if he had collected rent at any time, it's no longer adverse. And what the way adverse possession works is, they would be able to own the property if they satisfy all the elements after a statutory period of time. In New York, it's 10 years. So if uh-huh. they sat there for 10 years and he didn't know about it, then he's saying that, hey, you know, you're not supposed to be there. They can practically own the land. That's the whole legal rule behind the thing.
So you have to kind of watch your land and you kind of be using it or being aware of it in some way, or it goes to the people that actually are using it. This case, that's cool, but this case I think is made very confusing by the fact that he gave it to L.A. and then they rented it to the squatters for a couple of years. They ended up being there 14. It's a real mess. So once again, whenever I have a legal mess in my mind, I always go with the morality of it. And the morality of it seems to me that he owns the land, and it was cool for him to let him on it for a while, but now he wants to go and do something else. But thanks a lot for calling us with the legal point of view. I'm going to cut you off a little bit early because you have to go to a break. We'll be back after this, 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. This is Penn Jillette on Free Frequency Modulation, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. This is Penn Jillette on Free FM, 866-313-FREE, 3733. We start out talking about Daryl Hannah in a tree, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com, with this thing that everybody's covering. And I was not interested in this story in the least. It was just Daryl Hannah trying to save 14 acres until I found out this land landowner, Ralph Horowitz, will not sell the property to them no matter what they offer him. Because he doesn't like their cause, he doesn't like their conduct. And then I got very, very sidetracked. Of course, the name Horowitz makes you think Three Stooges. And all we can find is eight Stooges. Mo Howard, of course, Curly Howard, Shemp Howard, Larry Fine, Joe Derita, Joe Besser, Emil Sitka, and Ted Healy were all Stooges, although someone had said that Emil Sitka was scheduled to replace Larry after his stroke but never actually did. I think he did, like, a rehearsal or a live show or something, but that's what we got. But I'd love to hear more about the rent stuff blew my mind, you know, the play Rent. I went to Wikipedia and was checking it out to try to see if they even point that out, and they talk about all the characters in Wikipedia and what they all do, but I can't... I haven't read through the whole plot summary yet to see that. Not that I question Curtis at all. I could tell by Curtis's voice that what he said was true. that's an extraordinary claim. I'm not sure, of course, that it's true, but I just liked Curtis. I like Curtis. I like Ralph Horowitz. There's a lot of people I like today. And I even like Daryl Hannah, but for very different reasons than I like Ralph Horowitz. 866-313-FREE, 3733, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. If you want to call in, tell me what you think about this this farm and the fact that Ralph Horowitz, who owns the land, that he then gave to...
L.A. bought... It's very complex.
Okay, lay it on.
L.A. bought it from him, and they were going to put in a recycling plant there. Mm-hmm. And during the planning stages, they leased the land for $1 a year to a food bank. Mm-hmm. The food bank eventually backed out, and Mr. Horowitz repurchased the land and asked that they leave.
Okay. So it was supposed to be a landfill, you said?
A recycling center. They were going to build a recycling center. The city of Los Angeles purchased it.
And then changed their mind. So really, the fact that there happened to be, for 14 years, this beautiful, sustainable urban agricultural center, which I would call a farm, the fact they had that doesn't really enter into the business at all. And I just think that Ralph Horowitz, the owner, who won't sell it to him for any amount of money, is a hero. I really, really dig him for that. I really think he's doing a great thing and that he's standing up for what he believes. And his morality seems very, very strong. All I know about Ralph Horowitz, by the way, is that one sentence. I mean, the one quote. I guess it's four or five sentences. One quote is all I know about him, and I am a shallow enough person that one moral quote. I mean, one quote of morality said in the news by a person is enough to win me over completely. That's all they need to do is say one quote, and I'm happy. I go right over to their side right away. And Daryl Hannah's quotes in the same article are less interesting. The tree was actually used as a sort of community watchtower for the farm that we were there to protect. So that's her quote. So they're hammering nails in a tree and doing all this stuff. And Ralph Horowitz wants to sell it to a developer to make some money on the land that he owns. Let's take a phone call, shall we, Michael?
Sure. Let's talk to Ned on line six.
Hey, Ned, this is Penn. How you doing, boss?
He just dropped. Okay, well, we lost him.
That's okay.
Let's try line two. This could be Dan. How about Dan? Are you there?
Are you there, Dan?
Yeah, how you doing?
Never better, boss. How are you doing?
All right. Listen, you guys are just, you know, you make my world. I swear
Thanks
to God,
so much.
It's just too funny. But anyhow, listen, you have actually educated me to an idea on how to break this whole situation up.
Good. Lay it on us.
What does the concept of 100 smoking monkeys sound like?
You want to offer 100 smoking monkeys to Ralph Horowitz?
Just look what it would do to them. You know, who they are and what they are probably against. They'd have to protect the monkeys, and they'd definitely be against smoking. They'd be so hung up in that dilemma, they'd forget all about everything else.
That's right. You know, I want to point out that a smoking monkey is, to real liberals, a robot killer, because it's the funniest thing in the world, and yet you've got to be for the protection of animals, and you've got to be against smoking. So a secondhand monkey smoke. I will tell you right now that I have been in a room with a monkey smoking, and the last thing on my mind was secondhand smoke damage. And the amount of inhalation that I was doing, I was gasping for breath because it was the funniest thing in the world. But the hundred smoking monkeys theory is a really great one. You got anything else to say, bro?
Okay, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
That's great.
Now we're getting it's very important. We're getting held up a sign. We are being reprimanded. We just got our hands slapped. Today is Thursday. It is not Tuesday. So the talk of monkeys is completely unwarranted. Is that right? Good. That's being pointed out. This is the. Do you have another call you want to take right now?
Well, no. We have a really good email giving us the outline of Rent.
I have it here. Yeah.
Mistress Zenobia.
Is that what it is?
That's who it's from?
Oh yeah, Mistress. Zenobia. Here's the rundown. Two guys are living in a really hip and cool loft-style apartment in the village, and they haven't paid rent in 2 years because their buddy is the property manager. Their buddy married a rich woman, and they feel betrayed because he's making money now, because, you know, if you make money, you can't be an artist. Ex-buddy demands the rent. They refuse, blah, blah, blah. One of the guys is HIV positive. He's a wannabe rock star. The other guy is a whiny, straight Jewish guy who wants to be a filmmaker. The plot revolves around them protesting in a tent city because the owner of the lot wants to build condos. Because capitalism is, oh my God, the evil, and should be, and they should let the homeless people squat in the prime real estate. They also break into their apartment after they're locked out for non-payment of rent. Subplot: HIV positive transvestite makes $1,000 by driving the ex-buddy's wife's dog insane and making it jump to its death. HIV positive transvestite buys everyone beer and is suddenly some ethereal being in the great tradition of the magical black who teaches them all to love. I never quite figured out how they pulled this off. Subplot, 19-year-old HIV-positive junkie stripper and HIV-positive whiny wannabe rock star fall in love. Subplot, black lesbian and whiny filmmaker's trendy bisexual ex-girlfriend fall in love. Everyone breaks up. Everyone gets back together. Everyone has AIDS. Okay, maybe not. But it's fun music, but really stupid story, says Mistress Zenobia. So I guess I'm not the first one. I'm not the first one to have pointed out to him that the plot line of Rent is kind of anti-capitalism. I guess they would have admitted that. I also want to point out, this is pretty important. This is from Mistress Zenobia. Of course, we had Mistress Victoria. I think that our show, this is the demographic, should break down. I think we may be number one with mistresses, with dominatrix may love this show. We may be doing, you know, and I think that mistresses, dominatrix in this country, must spend real cash money. I think that CBS should say, well, you know, Penn Jillette, you know, Opie and Anthony are doing well, but Penn Jillette, number one with dominatrix. If you're SMBD, alternative lifestyles, this is the show for you. And we hardly ever
we don't
talk
get any advertising.
BDS, no.
No vinyl dressmakers are calling in.
No whip makers, no cat of nine tails. The pleasure chest should be making ads on this because they are all listening. You want to take a phone call?
Sure. Let's talk to Damien on line 5.
Hey, Damien, what's up?
Hey, Penn, love the show. I am a big fan. You're the most intelligent guy on radio, buddy.
Well, thanks so much, boss.
I have to disagree with you because I'm a hardcore libertarian, and I totally agree with your morality. But Locke said that you acquire land and you acquire property by mixing your labor with it. I don't know what this Ralph Horowitz guy did to acquire this property legitimately, but it seems, and I don't know much about the case, that the farmers have done a lot as far as mixing their labor with the land. Now, it seems that the city of Los Angeles has just basically given him the land. And to me, having the government give you the land doesn't mean that you own it.
I don't know what your antecedent was. The government gave the land to who? To the farmers or to Ralph Horwitz?
Well, it seems as if this was unused land.
Uh-huh.
And
well, the way we understand it, and we're mostly, just so you know, so you can get on the board here, we're mostly making up the facts here. So you can jump in, make up whatever you want as we do this, because Godot and I, as usual, do not know what the hell we're talking about. But the way we understand it is 14 years ago, the land was taken from Ralph Horwitz, maybe with his consent, and was going to be a recycling center. While the bureaucracy was trying to get it together to do the recycling center, they let this food collective use it for a buck a year as kind of a sustainable urban farm. They then backed out. The recycling thing didn't happen. And maybe by some sort of contract, he had the right to buy it back. He did buy it back. Now he wants to sell it. So they did do a lot of labor on the property. But whatever labor he put in to earn the money to buy that and that he intends to put in now to sell it seems to be valid. Now, you say just because the farmers worked on that land, they deserve to own it. Does that mean that in my backyard, because I have 10 acres here in Vegas, in my backyard, if someone goes in and takes a corner of it that I'm not using and really does work and develop it for a couple years, you believe that then they own it because I wasn't paying attention? Is that right?
No, not necessarily. I mean, if you've put up a fence, you know, manicured your lawn and used it to the greatest extent, you know, having a barbecue out there, then of course it's your land. But you can't just say, you can't just, you know, go out into the forest and claim 50 acres, claim however much you want for yourself and just say that it's yours without putting your labor into it. And it seems
right
that if this lot were had gone unused since time immemorial, that why should Ralph Horwitz have legitimate control over it as opposed to these farmers who have actually put a lot of work into it?
But I think the John Locke situation talks about land that people are just going on to. This is land. This is only 14 acres. It's in South Central L.A., so it's not like there's really a squatter thing to do. And I really want to talk about this, and we're coming toward the close of the show, so I apologize very much. I want to get a last word. I don't want me to have the last word with you. Why don't you say something?
Just want to say that I'm a hardcore libertarian. I love your show. I think it's great that you're on. I just think it's a shame that we disagree on this, and we both need to get.
I'm not sure we do. I bet if we talk some more, we'd find out that the problem is we don't know the facts well enough, so we're both making up stuff we disagree on. Thank you so much for calling. Man, this was great. We started out talking about a skinny blonde chick in a tree, ended up talking about the Three Stooges and some really cool stuff. If we could get Ralph Horwitz on the phone, it would be great. My favorite show would be Ralph Horwitz and the guy we just talked to discussing the situation, but I'd love to hear on a show. Maybe someday we'll have that. This is Penn Jillette saying, if you're squatting, make sure you're having fun.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.